Summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day, with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
I'm a Dyer fan. I'm a Gamecock fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
It's bow time. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, the Carolina Legend can make your tailgate a winner. We're talking crispy chicken, made from scratch buttermilk biscuits, and all the fixings to feed your crew faster than you could say touchdown. Let Bojangles do the cooking. Order your tailgate today. It's bow time.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
The Greenville Clemson Club invites you to Shankin' and Shuckin', an oyster roast and par 3 golf tournament, Thursday, September 11th at Threes Greenville. Feast on fresh oysters, cheeseburgers, and ice-cold drinks. Then tee it up under the lights with friends in our par 3 golf tournament. Tickets and sponsorships are limited and going fast. Oyster roast starts at 5:30, shotgun start at 7. Visit GreenvilleClemsonClub.com to register today. Great golf, great food, great cause, supporting Clemson University and our community.
Adam Schefter here with Vivid Seats live from the stands, and we've got a special update. Sources confirm fans using the Vivid Seats app are racking up rewards with every ticket and doing it fast. With an unbeatable lineup of seats and perks that go the distance, why use any other app for game day? Don't fumble this season. Grab your tickets through Vivid Seats, download their app, earn rewards, and as the official ticketing partner of ESPN, get $20 off your first $200 in-app purchase with code Schefter. That's code Schefter.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Cade takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Cade gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it inside the 5. Touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I seem to recognize. Haunting, familiar, yeah. I can't seem to place it. Cannot find the candle of thought to light your name. Lifetimes are catching up with me.
Sam, there is a great line right here where he says, I change by staying the same. Our world changes so fast around us that you can change by staying the same. Interesting concept. Elderly woman behind the counter in a small town. Pearl Jam, good stuff there. Upcountry Fiber allows me tonight you know, a lot of times back in the old days of old cable and all that satellite stuff, I'd say, oh, well, what are you going to watch tonight? Are you going to watch Auburn-Baylor, or are you going to watch Georgia Tech-Colorado? I don't have to make that decision anymore. Upcountry Fiber, the streaming options and the technology we have now, I'll watch one on the iPad, one on the YouTube TV, and I'll get both games. I'll be able to get but down and distance. Sam, can you do three games? I can do two games down and distance if I'm going back and forth. Now you got the four different games on each screen, all that. I can keep up with two great, and I can say all the storylines of the games. Three, you know, sometimes you miss a play, or miss a penalty, you miss an injury.
You just keep an eye on them in case you need to go full screen.
That's right.
I think that's the play.
That's right. Upcountry Fiber, though, because you're going to be streaming like crazy. Get with the best in the business. No contracts. It's Upcountry Fiber and UpcountryFiber.com. A couple of quick things here. Sam and I had a conversation during the break. And I'm going to lay down my man card here. I could shoot a dove. We're talking about there's a cuteness factor for me. I lay down my man card when, like, I don't watch MMA because just the brutality of it all. I don't like, you see a lot of times now on social media, people like watching somebody just get attacked or just get the snot beat out of them or some bar fight or something. I'm like, man, or fight at a football game. I can't watch somebody just get the tar beat out of them. Like, I don't like watching that. Like, I'm laying down my man card here, but I don't like that. The second part of that is, Sam, the conversation we just had, there's a cuteness factor for me. I can't shoot a deer. I joke with my friends, those deers have never done anything to me. We have groundhogs in my yard. Not groundhogs, I'm sorry. We have chipmunks in our yard. And I know they're a nuisance, and I probably need to get somebody to come take care of that. But they're so cute, and those little baby chipmunks are so cute, man. There's a cuteness factor in there. I don't have a problem with dove. I don't think I can shoot a rabbit. Like, there's a little cuteness factor in there, right?
It's
like
not
a
my
hog,
it's,
a boar I can do.
It's not my game.
Right.
It's someone else's game.
It Coyote, I could blow its head off.
If it's trying to get my dog, I'm going for it.
A wild boar, I could 100%
terrible animal.
That.
Terrible
awful
animal.
Awful animal. And not cute. Am I wrong? There's a cuteness factor for me there?
Yeah, I would say so.
All right. Deers hadn't done anything to me. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. So, Sam, get ready for this. You're going to participate in this for me. I'm breaking something to you now. Morgan Thomas, the flight instructor, Morgan Thomas, of the Morgan Thomas Show, joins us now. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm still kind of exhausted from that 8-hour exam, but I made it through. And are you ready to be my first flight student?
Let me catch up on my life insurance. My wife's probably encouraging me to do that.
I need the hours. So.
Let me tell you when I fly with you, okay? Here's when I fly with you. Get that jet thing going.
All right.
Because that jet deal, that's where I need to go. Is one safer than the other one? A prop safer than a jet? Jet safer than a prop? Do you know? Like with experienced pilots? Just engine-wise?
All I know is better to have two than one.
Okay.
That's for sure.
I told you the joke about the Yankees with their three plane. I won't repeat that again. But
yeah,
everything
right?
Good? Morgan Thomas Show went well, I think, this week, from what I understand.
Yeah, we had intern Ashley on with me. It was great previewing the Clemson LSU game. You guys have probably, I mean, I know everybody on the Roar has talked about it a ton, and just at this point, it's time to stop the talking and get ready for that game, and let's see what Cade Klubnik can do to get over that hump and win that big game and take this team to the ultimate promised land, that national championship game. I think, you know, this team has what they need. Dabo's done what he's needed in the off season. And, you know, as much as I love talking football and I love listening to football, I'm ready to watch it. And in Death Valley.
All right, Sam, you know, you've never done this before, Sam. On Fridays, we used to do the Mickey Peak Elite QB Challenge. All right? And what it means is we pick the quarterback that we think is going to throw for the most yards. So there's a little bit of strategy here. You got to go up against a bad defense. You can't dominate somebody to be like a 40-point favorite. You take them out at halftime kind of a thing too. Or where you might run the ball. A little bit of strategy in it. So all three of us are going to do this. Pick our quarterbacks for the week. I've just dominated Morgan the last few years. It's not even been fun beating him as bad as I've been beating him and embarrassing his family name. With that said, you want me to go first as the defender here? How's that
You're
work?
The reigning champ. Okay. You know, five. You're like getting close to being like Ric Flair, 17-time champ here, or 16-time champ. But, you know. Yeah. So what? Who you got?
All right. You're going to keep up with all this because this is your deal. You ready?
All right. I will. Yeah.
Tomorrow at 6 o'clock on the ACC Network, Chandler Morris is going to pick apart the Chanticleers in Scott Stadium.
Damn you.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You got me.
Oh, man. Chandler Morris is my pick. Virginia.
I'm going to let Morgan go next. Give me a minute to recoup.
All right. Morgan, who you got?
Well, it's not going to be hard for me. And, you know, my dad says never go with your heart. But you know what? This is the start of football season.
Yeah.
I've been waiting so long for this to get back and see my team play. I'm going with my heart. I'm going with the fact that LSU, they have a lot of talent. Oh, man, the fans like to remind us how much talent they've got. They've got the best transfer portal class that you've ever seen in the history of all transfer portal classes.
Well,
but I'm telling you what, that secondary does not know that they haven't played together. Cade Klubnik's played together with these guys. And, you know, Brian Kelly talked about he's looking at Bryant Wesco. I'm thinking Tristan Smith's going to have a monster game. Give me Cade Klubnik to start the season off strong.
Going out on a limb. Sambo, you got anything for me over there?
Is this a situation where you pick them once this season
yeah.
and then you can't
pick
them again?
No, no, no. You can pick them. You can't pick them 2 weeks in a row. But you can pick them anything other than 2 weeks.
So the goal here is to find a guy on a team that's playing somebody where it's going to be close enough, but they're going to win, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's questionable secondary on the other side.
Yes.
I'm going to go with the final game of the week. And I'm going – is it the final game of the week? I don't know. Is it a Monday game?
Monday night.
I'm going with our resident furry, and I'm taking
Josh
Hoover.
That's a hairy situation over there.
It is. I'm going to go with Josh Hoover against North Carolina. I don't trust anything going on in North Carolina in the immediate beginning of the season. And TCU's going to throw for some yards. This game should stay relatively close for either team in North Carolina. And you took my pick, which was a good one. So I'm going to go with Hoover, and we're going to bet on the furry here.
That's a furry, furry situation for you. All right, you got it, man. Hey, you flying today?
Yes, sir. Actually, I'm just pulling into the Anderson Regional Airport. My first student is going to be my wife, and we're going to go to Myrtle Beach today.
The grandstand, Dirty Mert. All right, be careful. Wave to us when you go by today.
All right, I'll wave to you over easily.
All right, go Chandler Morris. See you, brother. Take care. Right, be careful. He's taking his wife up today. How about that?
304 yards per game last year for Hoover. Don't let me down.
Yeah. All right, several things here to do in this segment. We'll take phone calls, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I want to know, have you seen LSU people yet? So far, I have not. Well, here's the first one. Here's the first one. Text us in, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Call in and let me know what signs you've seen of them. Gray gets in with us, and Gray said, LSU fans were all over the place at Downtown Alive last night in Greenville, groups of them too. I didn't know we still did Downtown Alive. Man, when I was a single man, Downtown Alive, whoo, can't miss it. Got to go down there for sure. So LSU fans all over downtown Greenville last night with Downtown Alive. So I hear that. Have you seen them? So you're telling me, Sam, that it was not a – it was not a food truck last night in downtown Greenville. It wasn't a corn dog food truck you were smelling.
Doesn't sound like it. We thought they'd be in Greenville. We thought we'd see them in Greenville the first couple days here upon traveling in. We'll see what they're up to tonight, see if I can spot any. Maybe there's a stray LSU fan that stumbled across this new Burns Stadium. Maybe they're in the stadium tonight. I'm going to look around. Going to keep an eye out. A
friend of mine called me yesterday and said, Mickey, you don't do mean things. You don't troll people. And you don't do mean things. Where's the corn dog hatred coming from? And I don't know why I find that funny. I don't know why I find – when every time I think of Katy Perry during game day with the corn dogs. All right, so – a couple, this is from 6379. I saw several walking around downtown Greenville throughout the day yesterday. 8473 says, my buddy who lives in Baton Rouge said not to worry. They're coming in droves today. Maybe I've seen it. Maybe we'll see that starting tonight around the
corn dogs all over old Greenville Highway.
Someone said there's a corn dog truck that overturned it downtown Greenville last night.
Lord, if you have me, turn that truck over.
Oh, no.
I love how we're talking about them like they're lurking. Like they're just in the shadows. The scent.
There was a thread on Tiger Illustrated yesterday. I saw Larry Williams was talking about the LSU fans coming to town. And somebody said that that they don't expect as many as originally thought. Like I was thinking 20,000. Because they got Omaha when they don't play. I was thinking 20,000. But no. 3053 said, I just saw the LSU bus at the Courtyard Marriott. At least they're here. So that's the team probably.
We have sightings.
Will they bring the band? Because, you know, a lot of teams now, because they get so few tickets, that a lot of teams now choose not to bring the band. The Gamecocks brought their band here last year, but I think that's one of the few times we saw visiting bands. LSU has a great band. I don't want to hear the next song. I want to hear the next song without the vulgar language.
I hope they bring the band. I love the bands. I love when there's a visiting band. I like having the back and forth. I hope they bring the band.
Texture wants to know how many tickets were allotted to them. Let me send a text message out. If you're in IPTE right now, if you're a ticket office right now, if you're a Clemson athletic official right now, I know you're listening. Let me know how many that they were allotted. And the secondary market, you can pick that up now. But I will tell you this. I don't think teams travel as much as they used to, but LSU fans still do. And this is it's the novelty of it too, Sam. Because it's not like LSU fans, they go every year they go to Alabama. Every year they go to Florida. Every other year they go to Florida. Like, so they won't be 20,000 LSU fans in the swamp, right? That you don't see that because they play each other every year. That's their cross rival, whatever. Now that's changed a little bit. But it is the novelty of it because LSU, am I right by saying it? They've never played in Clemson before.
I mean, if I was an LSU fan and this, I was picking an away game because, I mean, you don't get to go to all of them. This would be probably the one I'd look for. It's a unique environment. It's different. You're not going to get to come back very frequently. This would be one I would be looking at. This or like if they played somewhere on the West Coast or something weird like that. Those are the kind of games you look for. Places you're probably not going to stumble into otherwise.
Yeah.
Maybe down the line, Clemson LSU is a game that's played. We'll see. 4 or 5 years down the line. But
I got two quick ones here. I'm hearing 6,000 is the allotment that LSU gets.
All right, so we're going to find them out on the streets. They're out there.
All right. With 6,000, I think you'll see 8 to 10 in the stadium then. But I think you'll see a bunch that won't even go in the game. With that said, Sam, the most fans I've ever seen outside of South Carolina and Georgia in Death Valley, Auburn one year after national championship, Auburn had, I would guess, 10,000 is my guess. The most visiting fans I've ever seen. Now, Georgia takes over Georgia Tech Stadium. Georgia took over Notre Dame Stadium. Georgia took over Vanderbilt Stadium. But the most I've ever seen, in 2015, Clemson's playing down in Williams-Brice. South Carolina wasn't very good. Spurrier got out. I think Sean Elliott was an interim coach kind of a deal. Sam, there was 79,000. I'm telling you, Sam, it was very close to 50-50. Like, I honestly believe that there were 30 to 35,000 Clemson fans in Williams-Brice that day. It was a noon game. It was actually a really good football game. But I'm telling you, I think there were 30,000 Clemson fans in Williams-Brice that day.
It's not easy to do in college. You see it in the NFL a lot with certain teams where the opposing team sells out the actual home team. I'm looking at Steelers fans. Shout out to them. For the first time ever, only time I'll ever say that. You don't see that in college very often. Yeah. So we'll see. They've got a loud fan base, so no matter how many of them there are, you will hear them. Texter said they might be bringing a pet band. I hope there's a band involved.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Just don't like, you can play the next song without saying the words, because that's not very nice.
Isn't it great that we can say we'll see and we're actually going to see?
Yes,
in like 30-ish we'll actually see. Hours? Oh, that's tremendous.
8248 said A&M brought a bunch back in their day. The first time they did, and A&M fans were great, a little cultish through all that, but they were great. Texture said, I have some cousins and nephews coming to the game that I don't think even go to every LSU home game. Most certainly LSU fans coming because of the novelty of playing in Clemson for the first time. Yeah, you see that, fans coming in for the first time. Texas, what high school will LSU practice at? Well, they won't practice at high schools. They'll be over in Death Valley in a walkthrough today, probably. And finally, 8499 said LSU fan or LSU band is swaggy.
It's a good band.
Do you know what swaggy, is that a good thing?
Swaggy? I would say so. Yeah, you got in and said, like Florida State, you hate the band, but they're pretty cool. Yeah. Okay. The Southern band, you know, that's one of those that it's just they've got a good scene down there. Like when they won the national championship, they were fun.
Their Tiger Rag's different than Clemson's Tiger Rag. It's a slower Tiger Rag. Dun, 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 dun. Can you play that for me coming back?
Yeah, we'll consider it.
All right, short break. We'll come back. Open phone lines. Chad from Columbia's hanging on. Can't wait to hear what this one's about. If you're hanging on, come on through the break, and I'll get you on the other side.
Ready to ditch that workout that just involves lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. No experience, no problem. Blockhaven has over 200 routes for everyone, from beginners to Olympic climbers that change every month, so boredom doesn't stand a chance. Come solo, bring the crew, sign up your kids for their youth teams, or throw a party. Mention the Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass or a $0 membership fee. Come reach new heights at Blockhaven, where you can climb harder, build fitness, and join a thriving community of healthy people. Visit Blockhaven in the Judson Mill District in Greenville, just a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Or visit BLOCHAVEN.com for more information today.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Football fans and families, there's a new venue in Easley like nothing else anywhere. Southern Weaving Food Hall features four dining options under one roof, along with adult beverages, a huge amphitheater with a 20-foot TV for all the big games August 30th, capped off with the Clemson game Saturday night. Events for kids like face painting and a balloon artist, food and adult beverage specials for the parents, football all day and night. August 30th, Southern Weaving Food Hall, 210 Fern Street, Easley. Like and follow them on social media for info and events.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Looking to refresh your home without breaking the bank? At Linden Floors, we've got you covered, literally. We're a local, family-owned business that's been bringing beauty and durability to homes across the upstate. Right now, grab our luxury vinyl flooring for just $1.99 a square foot. Yep, you heard that right. Whether you're remodeling or just sprucing things up, trust the team that treats you like family, Linden Floors. Call us at 864-494-4317 or stop by today at 101 Chester Street, Spartanburg, and step into something better. Linden Floors, where design meets durability.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the low 400s. perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and save up to $25,000 on a completed home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. That's EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Smart living, smarter investment.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Awesome meeting yesterday with Wes at topdressing.com, and I learned so much. I learned about the germination and why what happens there, and right now I learned that the weather, and as cool as it has been, means you can go ahead and start doing your top dressing applications in the fescue world. So let them rescue your fescue. Topdressing.com. Check them out, topdressing.com. On their website, you'll see the number, 888-850-1850. Topdressing.com right now. He showed me pictures that were absolutely astonishing. Hey, there was a man that had 6,700 square feet, or 67,000 square feet, whatever, of a yard. It's an investment property. And the man's yard went, in 5 weeks, went from basically the worst-looking scruff you've ever seen to like an award-winning lawn. You hear that all the time. And I love this story here. So he does his house over in Thornblade. And by the way, if you're driving through Thornblade, driving through the reserve, you're driving through the cliffs, you're probably seeing a lot of topdressing.com lawns. He said they do a yard in Thornblade. And he said, my wife and I, he called him a few weeks later, he said, my wife and I are on our balcony overlooking our pool in our backyard. And he said, it looks like Ireland. He goes, it's so dark green. We thought we were in the Emerald Isle. Now, what a compliment to give to topdressing.com. You want it done. You want it done right. You want your yard, your fescue to look amazing. Topdressing.com. 888-850-1850. Topdressing.com. That service they have, what Wes does. The attention to detail. You want the envy of the neighborhood with your fescue. Let them rescue your fescue. Topdressing.com. Good folks for sure. I've got the LSU. Chad, hang on. I'm coming to you. LSU fight song's different than Clemson's. Sam didn't know this about me. I'm a fight song guy. You name any school in the country, I'll give you the fight song. But LSU's different. Now, this is their touchdown deal. It's fast, and then they kind of slow down. They spell Tigers rather than Clemson, obviously, and then they wait for the extra point, and then they yell Tigers. So hopefully we don't hear a lot of this because I have a lot of touchdowns.
Once again, I want to preface this by saying this is Mickey Plyler's decision to play this song and just, not mine.
I'm culturing you. You know, I'm getting a little culture here. LSU, a different kind of Tiger rag than Clemson's.
Here you go.
All this is happening after the touchdown, before the extra point. Go. T I G E R S. And then they kick the extra point. Tigers. And sometimes it's a long dun. Tigers.
I hope we never hear that tomorrow.
No. Field goals,
that's
turnovers.
That's the only time you're going to hear it, hopefully.
Shutouts. Yes.
I do like the song. That's a good one. We can look at the song objectively.
Chad, are you in Columbia? In Boston? Did you make it out of Boston? Did you make it out of there alive?
Actually, in Augusta right now. Nick, I think top three honor of all time occurred before the break. I think you radio teased I was on hold. I mean, I think that's what it was.
It was.
You were trying to be humble, but I think that's what it was. I mean,
it was.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I have a long history of, like, calling in, ripping producers, clown co-host, on your show, and as well as, you know, other shows throughout the day. Yes. The radio dude, I mean, the newspaper dude, I mean, all these clowns. Anyways, Mick, Sam honestly comes across as likable.
Yeah.
That he knows ball.
Yes.
That he's normal.
Yes.
Huge fan, dude. I texted you privately earlier in the week, but I just want to publicly say it. I'm a fan. Hey, Mick, I got two things for you.
All right.
You told me a story earlier in the week about a business in Clemson. I'm not going to say it because maybe you don't want to give free ads, but offered seven figures to rent out the establishment for the weekend, and the business owner said no. I think you should tell that story just because, to me, it creates loyalty. Like, to me, that's, like, incredible, right? So that's number one. Number two, is this weekend a top four, like a Mount Rushmore weekend of the year for you and Sam? I want to get y'all's top four weekends of the year and see if this is one. I feel like Saturday has to be. Last thing for you, Mick. I think we need to come out with the expectation we need to score 35 or 40. I'm talking 10 personnel, throwing sometimes on first down, getting more Wesco, Williams, and Brown on the field together for some speed. And to me, that's our strength. Quick passing game. Eventually, they'll start biting up, get them on some double moves or big plays. I think 10 personnel, spread them out. And, you know, I go back to Texas-LSU Burrow's year where LSU went to Texas early on in the year. The game was in the 40s. Both teams scored a ton. I think that's how we have to play because LSU's going to score. I mean, they got great skill, very good QB play. We need to come out with the expectation of we got to score in the red zone and we got to, you know, spread them out and go. Basketball on grass. Want to get your Mount Rushmores of the year? I'll hang up a lesson.
Well, thank you, Chad. How about that? First! A
shout
big
out to
Sam
Chad
fan.
In Columbia, man. I think Chad in Columbia was the one who called Landon and I the Mickettes.
Yes.
It might have been him.
Yes.
I appreciate it, Chad.
He's a big Sam fan.
I appreciate the support.
I cannot confirm nor deny the story of seven figures being offered to a Clemson establishment bar or restaurant that to be the LSU headquarters. I don't know that. I could probably do some research. I would have to report back to you on that. That takes a lot of guts. Look, I'll be honest with you. If LSU want to rent out my house this weekend for $1 million, then, you know, let the good times roll.
I'm not going to be in my apartment this weekend. Y'all got it.
On the
take the money.
On the
keep it clean.
Mount Rushmore stuff. You know, when I was a kid, we would go to Clemson at 1 and South Carolina at 7. Didn't happen often, but we would do that sometimes. I remember I did that for a Miami and South Carolina game 1 year. I've also done the Thursday night Clemson Saturday South Carolina game. I tell you one Mount Rushmore weekend for me. I was Clemson was playing App State 1 year, and we left at the end of the third quarter because a buddy had a big limo and took us down to Athens for South Carolina and Georgia. And South Carolina beat Georgia that day, and that was a good day. And then we made it back and I watched someone projectile vomit in the Waffle House in Clemson at 4 a.m. coming back from Athens. The projectile vomit was kind of reminding you to bring you back down to earth and humble you a little bit. Mount Rushmore weekends through it all. You know, all those early Clemson-Georgia games where they held Herschel and his Butler and Igwe Buike and field goals, those were massive. The Notre Dame stuff, the Louisville stuff, those were massive. All those South Carolina-Clemson weekends and those walk-off field goals, and we had a couple of those from Clemson standpoint. Those were massive. I can't commit to, you know, even the Auburn stuff, the A&M stuff, the newbies, you know, when you don't get to play those teams very often, that's what this is. This is the novelty of the first time they've been here. A&M was kind of that way. The Florida State Labor Day weekend was kind of that way. Well, you know, the good news is that we've got a lot of inventory to choose from when it comes to Mount Rushmore around here. It's not like we've had just a couple little, you know, couple of big games. Like, there's a ton of those in there. My buddy who went with me said, Waffle House, projectile vomit. What a day. Yeah, it ended that. That was the way we ended that one. So let me do this. Let me observe it first. The anticipation, this is a Mount Rushmore anticipation. But what if it's a bad football game? What if Clemson turns it over a ton? What if LSU turns it over a ton and goes on to go like 7-5? Like, you know what, you got to add, for Mount Rushmore, it's got to add a historical significance. The reason that the Lamar Jacksondale, he went on to win the Heisman, you know, and that was one of those. And that was an epic ending. So what if this is a you know, 17-point game either way. We can't say it yet. As far as expectations, yes. Yes, when I saw it on the schedule. Nowadays, when you put teams on schedule, Sam, you don't know if it's going to come true or not. It might be canceled out before they get there because we're starting games in 2040. This game's been on the books for a long time, so you're always doing that. But, yes, Mount Rushmore of anticipation, but let's revisit that on Tuesday. Any thoughts there?
Was the question top four weekends just in general?
Yeah.
Was that the question?
Well, I'll tell you this. I got a pretty good weekend planned. Now, I will tell you, I showed you pictures of my son and daughter, but they're going out of town this weekend. So I'm playing golf 7:44 tomorrow morning. And then I'm playing golf on Sunday and Monday. And yeah, it could be. But look, let's don't. So many times in life you get disappointed. Oh, have you been to this restaurant yet? You go and you're like, the food's Oh, you got to go see this band. Oh, this concert's so awesome. You got to go. You know, Sam, you're not going to believe this stadium, this venue. You got to go to it. And I go, So we get disappointed in life often. Masters weekend, the text says that, yeah. Look, I got to be honest with you. I went to Louisville the first time. I played Valhalla on a Friday. We did my show Friday morning with Chris Redman, one of their all-time great quarterbacks, from the locker room at Valhalla. Played it. Went to Muhammad Ali Museum. Went to Churchill Downs. Went to Louisville Slugger Plant. And then went to Clemson, just destroying Louisville that night. Yeah, that was a great weekend. But there, you know, and all those road games, those road trips, some of those magical. I was in Tallahassee in 89 where I watched 273-yard touchdowns with Wayne Simmons taking off an interception, Terry Allen taking off on an option or sweep, and on a hot night in Tallahassee. Those, there's a lot of competition for this, Sam. So anticipation, yes, but let's revisit on Tuesday and see. Let's don't jump our guns on that one.
I would agree. I'm going to answer the broad top four weekends question.
Yeah.
I'm going to go broad. Labor Day weekend might be number one for me the entire year. I go on the same vacation every year.
Yeah.
I get to watch college
Family
football.
Family time, yeah.
Yep. Next weekend is probably one or two for me. I await the NFL. And my team is the worst in the league. I await the NFL season like it's Christmas.
You love that.
My birthday falls on the NFL draft every single year.
Oh.
That's a big weekend. That's a fun one. That is my season for the Browns. The first weekend of March Madness would be on this list as well for me. I would say like a holiday weekend, but I like when the holiday falls during the week because then you get the weekend afterwards anyway.
Yeah.
Those are the top four for me. I would imagine Masters weekend rumbles into the list for you, but that's lower on my list because I'm not the biggest golf guy.
Well, personally, I am. So personally, like I had a chance to play Augusta many years ago. I played Pebble and Spyglass out there. And then these last two trips to Roy County Down and Royal Port Rush and Port Marnock and then Old Course and North Berwick and some of those. Yeah, those are up there too. I will just tell you this. The final part of the question, or the four-part Chad question mark there, was 35 to 40 points. Do you go into it thinking that? 10 personnel, getting it out and slinging it and getting into a track meet? That's one way of thinking of it. The other way of thinking of it is, you know, slow it down a little bit, keep the ball out of their hands. They might try to slow it down, keep the ball out of your hands. You know, there's a lot in there, too. Sam, what do you fancy the idea of wide open? You think you're going into a game thinking you got to score, so 10 personnel getting four wide receivers just going basketball on grass and getting into a track meet?
I would love, from the viewership perspective, a track meet. Are we talking this game specifically this week?
Yes, Clemson LSU. The question that Chad asked was, because of LSU and how good they're on offense, do you go into this game thinking you got to score 35 or 40 and open this thing up and try to be explosive?
I don't want to, because I want it to be a game where Clemson's defense looks really good,
yeah,
because that's where most of the questions are.
Yeah.
I want LSU held under 25 points. The mindset of we need to score 35 plus is great, because that should be your mindset going in every... Your mindset should be we want to score 80 every week. But I want to see the defense show up here. I have very few concerns offensively. I want to see them stuff the run and hold them under 25 points. That's the goal for me going in. If it's a track meet, I feel good that Clemson can win it, especially at home. I think there are more avenues to winning for Clemson than there are for LSU. But mindset-wise, you should go into every game wanting to score 80-plus points and make it a track meet, if you can. But I want to see them shut things down.
Hey, Texture says this. Texture says that it's an epic weekend. After the LSU-Clemson game, he's driving down to Darlington for the NASCAR race.
That is a good weekend.
I've done this a few times. I would say I've done this maybe three times, maybe two or three times. I did the Clemson football on a Saturday and then Labor Day weekend at Darlington and watch Dale Earnhardt win.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good weekend.
That's a good weekend.
Darlington was always one when I was younger. That it was Darlington and Bristol were the two that I never got to or haven't gotten to yet that I always wanted to get
Lady
to.
Lady in Black. You like Darlington.
Small guy.
Yeah, you like that. All right. If you're on hold, hang on. I promise I get that. We got a bunch of phone calls here in the final segment. We'll do that when you come back to the final segment after this.
The opening game of the 2025 season is finally here as the Clemson Tigers play host to the LSU Tigers inside Memorial Stadium this Saturday night. A big year with big expectations ahead, and the Tigers look to start off the 2025 campaign strong with a win. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:30 with the Tiger Tailgate Show starting at 4:30. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Line up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and managed construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
We're here, Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. I always think about your company being a residential tree and shrub company, but from a commercial standpoint, you guys do a great job there as well, right, Eric?
We found that trees don't care where they grow. You know, if it's at your house or if it's at your business, they're still a tree, and we love trees. We love shrubs. In fact, you know, we are the tree care company for Clemson University. So, yeah, we do a lot of commercial work. Big properties, small properties. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660 or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com/POWER. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and Upstate native.
I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Get ready for a pregame Friday on Out of Bounds. You are not going to want to miss what we have in store for you on Friday's show. Tons of Clemson LSU talk. Your opportunity to call your shot. Can't wait to hear what you think about the game coming up. All the games this weekend, we're talking Thursday games. We're going to recap those. Man, we got games all the way through Monday, for crying out loud. Get ready for a long football weekend with us on Out of Bounds. 654 Roar to join us. Don't miss it.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Filer Show. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take on our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sam, you're a NASCAR guy back in the old days. My buddy reminded me, I did South Carolina, Tennessee night game, then did Talladega the next day.
Never got out to Talladega when I was younger. I didn't do many.
Massive, man.
Most fun I had at one was Richmond. I don't remember who won the race. I think it was Kyle Busch. I don't remember exactly who, but my dad and I did Richmond when I was younger, and I liked Richmond a lot.
All right. Texas said, how about this weekend coming up for us, best sports weekend? On the 27th of September, 27th, 28th, Ryder Cup on Saturday, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, Oregon, Penn State. Ryder Cup on Sunday, Eagles, Buccaneers, Ravens, Chiefs, Packers, Cowboys.
That ain't bad.
Packers, Cowboys be better now with what happened.
Yeah. Is that week four, I think? That'll be good.
Yeah, September 27th, 28th. Yeah. Mindy held through the break. Mindy, thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Couldn't be better.
I have to give you a little background. I love the fight songs. I'm a music person, so I love the fight songs. And my husband grew up in Ohio. So last year in January, we were driving up there, and we were in Columbus, Ohio, and we had stopped for lunch, and we went to a Dick's Sporting Goods. And they were just putting out the T-shirts, national championship. And we walked in and see all these T-shirts, and I'm like, what is this music they're playing? What is this song? And I stopped, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And they're playing,
da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And I'm like, they're playing the Notre Dame song.
Notre Dame song?
What the heck?
I know. They just dropped the ball in Columbus, Ohio?
They did. In Dick's Sporting Goods in Columbus, and they're playing that song. I'm like, what in the world?
I'm wondering why I saw
that. Was hilarious.
I wonder why. Now it explains. I saw that the manager of Dick's Sporting Goods in Columbus was looking for a job the day after the national championship.
Probably.
That's a fireball offense right there.
It was funny. It was hilarious.
Yeah, they a fireball offense for sure. I tell you what's interesting about those two fight songs, Mindy? Is that Sam's high school Notre Dame band, the Notre Dame fight song was their fight song, and Ohio State was my high school fight song. So, national championship game. I didn't know that until Sam told me that today. How about that?
My high school fight song was Florida State's song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, no, Florida State is, hold on, I'm going to do it for you right quick. FLRDSTAT, Florida State. Woo. And then they say... I'm going to get it here in a second, Mindy. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. Fight songs make it, right? Like, there's nothing about the...
Yeah.
It makes the color and the pageantry. That's what's great about college football. You get fight songs out there everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah, good stuff. Mindy, I appreciate the phone call.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Florida State's fight song says...
We stumped you.
Florida State, gotcha. Florida State. Woo.
Sort of stumped you.
Yeah. How'd the first part of it go, though? Florida State. Woo. Let me get Hal up next. Hal, appreciate you being patient with me, man. You doing okay?
Pretty good.
I just can't seem to find Fred Cunningham. I was scared because you heard, you might have heard that he was doing his trip in Clemson. And
yeah, they're over there. I seen pictures on Facebook this morning. He's already over there in Clemson. He was doing a show this morning over there. Couldn't find him.
Well, yeah, but where in Clemson, though?
I don't know. We should have got that set up for you, Hal. I don't know where he was, but I just saw pictures over there.
They don't say exactly where they're going to be, you know. Yeah. When are they planning to come to
Well,
this
that's he's a superstar, you know. He's a media superstar, so we can't give away that. I'm sorry you couldn't find him, though, Hal.
Okay. And that big game, those two should start meeting each and every year from now on, you know.
Yeah. You going to be able to go tomorrow night? You heading down there?
Hope to.
Good.
And, see, the NFL, I mean, it starts next week in Philadelphia. I mean, the Rams. I think of all the playoff teams in Philadelphia to run the Super Bowl. I think the Rams would.
You like the Rams? I don't know. How I appreciate the phone call. Rams aren't going to win the Super Bowl, are they, Sam?
It wouldn't be my pick, but it's not a bad one.
Yeah, not bad. Let me get Jersey Jack, some players of the game. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
Doing great. Had a fun day yesterday at the Tiger Gathering.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun playing golf and seeing all the guys. And got to talk to Jonathan Bird and his son Jackson playing on the team. And Coach Jordan. So it was a great day. Thanks to my brother Keith Eves, and attorney brother. He's a big Clemson soccer supporter. And, of course, he had a great game Tuesday night, soccer game against USC, 4-1 win.
That team looks explosive, man. That offense looks like they're going to score some goals. They're like, that's going to be explosive this year.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if you haven't seen Coach Newton's team this year, you need to come by tonight at 7 o'clock playing the UAB. And some of the guys, you know, like Ransford Guyan and Misei Oshizawa, Wahuba Mose, and Joey Dima, just fun to watch. So get out there and watch them tonight at 7. And Sunday, Coach Radwanski's women's team, who tied USC last night, nothing, but they're going to play Sunday night against App State, so come by and see them. But as far as the offensive and defensive players tomorrow, I got to go with the big names, Mickey. On offense, I got to go with Cade Klubnik, and on defense, Peter Woods, and see if they don't show out tomorrow and get a W.
Hope that is the case. If they do, Clemson can win. Both those guys play well, they'll win. Jack, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. Billy is up next. Good morning, Billy. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you are, too.
Great. I hadn't been listening most of the morning, but I just started listening. You're talking about fight songs. My grandfather, although I grew up a Clemson fan, always been one, been to games since I was 4 years old back in the mid-60s. But my grandfather wrote North Carolina's fight song.
What?
When they come out on the basketball court, on the football field, he goes, "Here comes Carolina Lina, here comes Carolina Lina."
Yeah, how about that? Is he writing the music or the words?
He wrote the music.
Okay.
One of the cheerleaders there wrote the words, and he was the assistant band director. Get this, he's the assistant band director in 1924. He was also the assistant baseball coach. And he played professional baseball.
How about that?
And he was also one of the organizers of the Shrine Bowl in Charlotte. He was one of the original guys that started the Shrine Bowl. So he was quite a character.
So let me ask you this: he's still not with us.
Oh no, he died in 1972.
So he was a Tar Heel born and a Tar Heel bred, and now that he's gone, he's a Tar Heel dead, right?
That is correct. He has been a Tar Heel dead since 1972.
And how about that?
Get this. I know you got to go, but my dad picked him up in Charlotte back around November the 4th, 1972. Brought him down to Clemson to see Clemson play North Carolina. And if you look back on the record books, I think you'll see they played November the 4th, 1972.
That's a pretty good memory there.
They stopped and visited my other grandfather who lived in Easley and had lunch, and then my dad and his father-in-law went on to the Clemson game. The following Tuesday, my grandfather in Easley passed away.
How about that? November the 4th. Yeah, North Carolina. Seem right, I'm saying that North Carolina won that game 26-10 on November the 4th, 1972. That's a good memory for you. Right. 38,000 in Death Valley.
Hey, the next day, my grandfather that wrote the fight song and for the Tar Heels passed away. So my grandfather's died back to back.
No.
And the following Saturday, my grandfather and the North Carolina guy was going to go to Chapel Hill to be honored for writing the fight song. So my uncle went in his place and received the award. So pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, how about that, man? November 4th, 1972. That's a great fight song. That's the first fight song originator we ever heard through all that. That's great stuff, Billy. I know you're proud of man. That's good stuff. I appreciate the phone call. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good stuff, man. November 4th. So, Sam, in that year in Death Valley, the biggest crowd of the year was that day. 38,000 for Clemson in Death Valley. You'll see a little more than that. You might see many LSU fans tomorrow. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Combine your insurance. See if he can help you out. If you're currently somebody else and you're doing your auto bank draft stuff, check into it. See if they can help you out. On the fight song stuff, Sam, I won't give you top five. I'll just give you top two. Second best fight song in the country, Texas. Best fight song in the country, Southern Cal. Play the music, Sambo. 2 minute drill. What do you have over there?
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2 minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Football is back. Isn't that great, everybody? Mickey, I'm not letting you get out of here without giving me the answer to this burning question on my mind. Over, under 3.5 wins for my mighty Purdue Boilermakers this year.
Let me look at schedule. Can I cheat and look at the schedule here?
You can indeed, but I can tell you for a fact that Ball State, Southern Illinois, Northwestern, Rutgers are on it. Do they win four of those?
Four of those. Sam, I hate to do this to you. I don't know. I like Berrio. Yes, Berrio for sure. Yes. Over. I'm going over.
I'm not entirely certain I'm taking the over on that one. Everybody, enjoy your football weekend. I'm excited. You should be excited, too. We got football all weekend long. Listen tonight. Nick Grayson and I are at Burns. Brand new 30-something million dollar stadium, 8,000 people in attendance. They're playing Irmo, the fighting Mickey Plylers. Number 4 versus number 8 in the state of South Carolina. 6 of the top 10 recruits in the state of South Carolina in the 2027 class. Listen to the Tri-Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles with me tonight. Please, thank you.
Do that for sure. I'll be listening in. Sam, you'll do a great job, and the whole crew will do a great job there. Hey, Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. Well, Jeff Scott learned and knows. He knew about Eric before all this, and now they've teamed up. They're doing a great job as far as that goes. If you're coming in Clemson right now and you got to stay in hotels, you got to do this stuff, why not just build or invest or buy Greenleaf right now? You know, just less than or right around a mile from campus, what Greenleaf looks like. Beautiful stuff. And so you get your own investment property, you get your own place to stay, football, go and ask Eric Newton about that. Any real estate needed, Clemson. That's a good friend, EricNewton.com. You know, it's a big day. We don't talk about the Micah Parsons stuff. Didn't talk about the Kyle Schwarber stuff too much. Tonight, Colorado, Georgia Tech, Colorado, and Auburn and Baylor. That's awesome. Clemson, LSU, Ohio State, Texas. Man, what a weekend. Florida State, Alabama, South Carolina, Virginia Tech. What a great weekend for sure. I think we're off on Monday. I think we are. So let me do a couple things here. Let me thank Scott Reimer. Thank Josh Williams. Thanks, Jinx Patrick. Sam, thank you for sure. Monday, or we'll be off on Monday. Tuesday show, we'll get Dr. Milt Louder in here. We'll get Tony Morell in here. It's going to be an awesome weekend, Labor Day weekend. I want you to be very safe. Enjoy this awesome weather. Enjoy the family. Enjoy this awesome weekend. Sam, you're going out of town this weekend. You're going to the beach.
I am. I'm a bit bummed to be missing this one, but I'll take it at the beach.
Have a safe trip, buddy. Good luck tonight with that game and all. Faxon is 6, so ESPN Radio back with live coverage at 12 noon. Have a great weekend. Most importantly, tune in Tuesday. That's what we'll see right here on radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville-Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Is offered through an account with Robinhood Finance.